Howdy do, buggaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Wednesday. It is the 11th of August, 2021. I am your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Charlotte Henry. Hi, Charlotte.
Guess who's back? Back again.
I know who's back. Brian's back. Tell a friend. Hi, Brian.
And all I want to do personally is zoom a zoom zoom and a boom boom.
Oh, yeah. Well, since you put it that way, it's going to be that kind of show, kids. Buckle up. We're here to chat about an interesting article that seems to, in my estimation anyway, state the obvious. And when Charlotte pointed out that this article does, in fact, state the obvious, it turned out there was a bunch of conversation about that. So, Charlotte, go ahead and take it away with your super controversial and yet obvious opinion.
Hey, I'm not taking the blame for this. I'm blaming Bloomberg's Mark Gurman.
That's fair.
He wrote in his weekly newsletter that basically a very good piece of analysis about the Apple TV, the box, where it sits in the Apple ecosystem, whether it is worthwhile anymore, and basically came to the conclusion it's overpriced and frankly a bit pointless. In its current form and at the current price point, it's really not serving very many people and not doing very much. And I basically entirely agree with him. But it turns out, and this has been, by the way, this has been a drum I've been banging for quite a while. Not just
that's
the
correct.
Whole three things called Apple TV problem, which is a whole other thing.
That's a completely, that's going to end up being a separate episode of TDO. Yeah. I can feel it. Yeah.
Yep. But I'm talking about what is the process Apple thinks you're going to go through that's going to make you spend $199, isn't it, at the moment for a Apple TV 4K? I think it's the same in pounds and US dollars.
$180, I think, but it's real close, yeah. It's far more than it should be, in my estimation as well, yes.
It's massively overpriced. It is, I feel, the wrong format. And there is, the only argument that I have a vague semblance with, but after yesterday's show, that maybe even that is becoming a little bit less, is the privacy argument, where people are like, I'm in the Apple ecosystem. I don't want, say, Samsung or LG watching what I'm following, you know, watching what I'm watching.
Yeah.
You know, I sort of have something to be with that. I have some sympathy with the argument that Apple TV produces a better UI than most, you know, out-the-box TV UIs. I understand that. I personally own a Samsung TV. The UI is fine. It is not the most beautiful bit of design in the world, but I get through. Would probably using an Apple TV 4K have a nicer, you know, user experience? Yeah, probably on balance, but it doesn't make enough it doesn't make kind of the best part of £200 difference to me.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah, I'm with you on that 100%.
And literally the only thing I cannot get on my smart TV, bet you can't guess which, the only service I can't get directly through my smart TV is,
I'm gonna say Apple TV Plus.
Nailed
Apple TV
it.
Apple TV Plus.
Nailed it.
Something from Apple, I don't know
that one. Yep. So and it's interesting. No, and I was interested reading this from Mark because I had a point where I was like, well, I want a new TV in my bedroom. Maybe I'll just get, I don't have a cable, an aerial in my bedroom. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'll buy like a TV that's dumb and plug in an Apple TV. That would work. And then the price point is just a bit too off-putting for not enough benefit when you look at like the sticks available from other suppliers.
And that's really my hang up with all this, and that's a thing that I've that's the drum that I've been beating all this time, is why there's not a stick. All Apple ever does is tell us about how thin and light everything is. The Apple TV box got bigger when it went 4K, and the remote is now bigger, so it's not the thinnest, lightest remote ever. It's not the thinnest, lightest Apple TV box ever. And yet, like, why it can't be a stick, I mean, why it can't be $50 cheaper is a separate conversation, but why it can't be, why there's not a streaming stick, like, can I not have an Apple TV mini or something? Because that's what I want to plug into most stuff most of the time. And so that feels like the right way to go. But apparently I'm the only one who thinks so, because nobody at Apple can figure out how to make it happen.
I don't think you're the only one that thinks that.
Well, it feels like it sometimes, because I never find anybody going, you have a really valid point there, Kelly. You should like, yeah, why isn't it a stick? And I would pay, you know, more money for that than I did pay for an Amazon Fire TV 4K stick. It was only a few bucks more than the non 4K stick. So I figured I might as well get a 4K one, because someday I'll have a 4K TV and then it will matter, and just use that. So that's the part that I sort of have about this, is that it is pointless. And I think part of why it's pointless is because it seems like a lot of the rest of the world has moved on. Like, you can get a Roku stick pretty easily, pretty affordably. You can get a Roku box pretty easily and pretty affordably. And you can also buy a TV that runs the Roku operating system, so you don't have to buy anything and have Roku on your TV and do all of the Roku stuff that you normally do. Full disclosure, that's how my dad watches television now. He has a Roku, I don't remember which one now, but he has a Roku box or a stick or something from some piece of hardware from Roku that plugs into his television, and now he watches everything via streaming, and it's great. For him, like, that's all it took. He doesn't have to have cable anymore, because all the stuff he wants is there, and all of it is fine. So why the Apple TV doesn't have that same sort of form factor, I don't know. But Brian, I'm sure you have something to say in all of this, and I'm very interested to find out what that is. Mostly because I want to find out how wrong you are about why the Apple TV is great.
Firstly, the expense is subjective.
That's true. I'm just comparing it to other things that you plug into the TV to watch TV on. When you look at it that way, don't get defensive.
I'm saying it's subjective. That is objectively true.
Okay. Well, it is an outlier if you make a list of all the all the streaming boxy majiggers, sorry to get technical, that you can plug into the TV. This one is the most expensive.
Forgetting about one of the things that the Apple TV does. Now, you may be forgetting about it because no one cares, and that may be completely legitimate, but the Apple TV box does something that those streaming sticks don't do, and that is support games. Now, you may not want those games. You may not care about those games. But that is part of the expense when you're looking at why this thing costs more, because it's doing a lot of graphics processing that the sticks aren't doing.
Okay.
So again, maybe you don't want that, though, and you would like a less expensive stick. That is subjective and completely reasonable, in my opinion.
Okay.
But when it comes to what the Apple TV actually does, my guess is that it is within Apple's ordinary margins, which are higher than everybody else's margins.
That's true.
And
as well,
Apple is not inflating the price on this thing. So exactly how is it that you expect it to be cheaper?
Well, here's the thing.
Is that not like saying, well, my car should be $10,000 cheaper?
I don't expect it to be cheaper, and that's kind of part of the problem.
Yeah. The game thing is a valid thing. However, of all of the people I know who have an Apple TV of any generation connected in their house, I don't know anyone who actually plays games on it. I don't know anyone who's bought a controller for it and just sort of like played games for like a minute and then stopped. I don't know anyone.
And Apple does a terrible job of promoting that. Mm-hmm. And very few people, I think, are actually wanting to do it. And that introduces the question of why Apple doesn't either give up on the games aspect or maybe even offer a two-tiered system, one that supports games and one that doesn't.
Yeah, I would take a mini and not play games on it and be fine with that and be very happy with it. The second piece of it, though, is that Apple also hasn't promoted, like, I haven't found or heard about anybody going, oh my God, have you played this game on the Apple TV? It's great. Like, that game on your phone is so much better if you play it on the Apple TV, because they all use like a very similar app store. So like, I've not heard of any game breaking out as like the great thing that you can play on the Apple TV. And I've sat down and looked through the games in the Apple TV app store, and I've tried to spend some time and look at what's there and see what's fun. And I can't really find anything that has good reviews, that has a fair number of reviews, that looks like anything that would be fun. And I'm pretty lightweight. Like, my needs are not demanding. Like, the games I like are like match three games and little questy games. Like, Legend of Zelda is my jam. Bejeweled is like, those are the kinds of things I like pretty lightweight stuff. I'm not looking for Call of Duty on my Apple TV box. So I'm not finding any of the game aspect of it. Like, I don't see people talking about the games they're playing on Apple TV or the awesome controller they got for it or anything like that. So that's part of why I like you said, I wish the game thing would either go away or get more serious, because right now it seems like benevolent neglect, kind of like the Apple TV did for all those years.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, on this point that we're being defensive by pointing out the price, or that it's this, that's a subjective issue. Let's just look in context. And I do accept the game's point, but let's just have a quick look at the prices of some direct rivals. I mean, the Fire TV sticks start from the best, from £30 here in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking a whole spectrum. I mean, you're trying quite hard to spend more than £50.
Great. So go get the Fire Stick and be part and have all your TV watching included in your Amazon profile. So that's one of the things that you're paying for with Apple, is that it's not being used to
just. There's a privacy until I log into Amazon Prime Video on my Apple TV.
Right, but at least everything else that you're doing on your Apple TV is at best going to that app maker and not like everything you're doing on the box.
Sure,
that is one of the things that you're paying for with Apple TV.
You're paying a bit for the privacy, and it's good that there's no privacy issues going on at the moment with Apple, so we don't have to.
But it's not that you're paying a bit. It's that the fact that with the Fire Stick, everything that you're doing on it is being added to your Amazon profile is what subsidizes that price.
Sure. I mean,
that's
the whole
why
Amazon,
it's cheap.
Sure. The whole Amazon empire subsidizes it for sure. Yeah.
So for me, that's something that I'm willing to pay for. Again, that's also to criticize my own point. That's also a subjective point. Some people don't care. And some people are actually just fine with it, and they are happy to trade their privacy for the subsidized price, and that's completely legitimate too. But then the other aspect to me is that
so
at least
Roku players start again at £30 here in the UK. I'm just to take a perspective of how far towards one end of the market the Apple TV box is,
and to point out, like, I could go spend $30 on a Roku stick, I could spend $30 on a Fire TV stick and install the Apple TV app and watch the crap out of everything on Apple TV Plus on that device and have that be it. And I can get into Apple TV on my television if I have to buy an external thing to do it for $30, not $180. And like, I don't know how valuable the information is that I really like watching Ted Lasso or that I really like watching Central Park. Like, I don't know how valuable that information is to Roku or Amazon or whoever made the stick, you know, that I stick into the television. So that would be the other thing about it, Brian, is that like, in order to pay Apple $5 a month to watch their stuff, like, I need to have a way to do that. And if I want to do it on the TV, I can do it for $30.
And there is, like I said, an argument that could be made to that Apple, an excellent argument even, that could be made that Apple should market a physical device that does not support games, that is, in fact, a lot less expensive. I think that Apple may have taken that path with allowing the Apple TV app to be on devices where you don't need a box at all. But I guess we really haven't seen how that strategy is going to unfold. The other aspect about having this device for me is that it is all I want, and it keeps everything within the Apple ecosystem. I'm also personally willing to pay a premium for that. Mm-hmm. Some people will not be, and some people will not be persuaded by that argument. And I get that too. But I enjoy the Apple TV experience.
As do I. I mean, I have a couple now. I like them. I'm probably going to end up with a 4K waiting for sale. Because at some point my house is going to go 4K, so it's probably time to buy a new Apple TV. But and part of the reason I am doing that is to short circuit the television that I have. Because I basically have yet to find a TV in 2021 that is dumb, I guess, for lack of a better term, that doesn't want to scrape all those habits and all of that time and all of the data that it can and send it off to somebody. I'm not interested in doing that. So if I can turn all of that off and let the Apple TV do all of that work and let me watch Netflix or HBO Max or Showtime or Paramount or whatever, whatever, all the stuff that Charlotte talks about on Media Plus, then great. I would rather let Apple manage those transactions than to let Amazon manage them, like you said, or the TV maker themselves, like, you know, Samsung or LG or anybody else. And I understand that, you know, like Charlotte said earlier, like the part that's important here is that we don't have any privacy issues with Apple right now, worrying about what they're going to do with our information or what we are going to end up having to do with our own information as a result of using an Apple product. So, you know, there's always that's kind of going to come in handy here. But part of why we want to discuss it is because, like, right now, I feel like now that you've said that, Brian, like, all I can think about is the game piece of this. Like, if they're doing this in order for games to be great, then give me some great games. And they're not. And if you're not going to give me great games and you're not going to give me the opportunity to opt out of games, then maybe I need to opt out of an Apple TV when I get the 4K television. I don't know.
Apple has definitely half-assed the games. Like, it half-asses a lot of things game-related. Oh,
that seems like that's an awful lot of credit to give Apple. I would go with quarter-assed.
That is fair. and I... Apple has, to me, Apple actually has a lot of opportunity to grab TV gaming space by making more of the Apple TV. It has chosen not to do so. I don't know what that's about.
And it's got the fitness. And to be fair, it also has fitness stuff inbuilt, as I understand it. The Apple TV, I think you can use Fitness Plus and things in the latest Apple TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you can also AirPlay it from your phone or from your iPad, as you've discovered.
Correct. And watch it on your... Yeah, exactly. So it's not that there is no value in the Apple TV. It's just that they have... I think they missed a sweet spot that they could have got. And it just makes it too... They made it too easy to say no to it.
Mm-hmm.
For most people.
Yeah. I think that's a fair assessment. I think it comes down like that. I think we're going to leave it there.
I'm not sure it would take much to swing the balance back in their direction. But if you're a normal punter looking at Amazon's offering, Roku's offering, and Apple's offering, I think you're not very often going to go into the side of buying an Apple TV box.
Mm-hmm. If the others are viable options, then yeah, I think I'm with you on that one. We're going to leave it there. If you agree or disagree with any of this, let us know at observations@macobserver.com, at TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. I want to thank Brian and Charlotte for coming by today. Always a pleasure to have both of you on. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.